Now, in its 50th year, the Costa Book Awards are unique in recognising the most enjoyable books published in the previous year across five categories. The kind of books that you'd recommend to a friend or give someone as a birthday present. This year's Costa Poetry Award has been won by Hannah Lowe for her collection of sonnets, The Kids. You can hear a full interview with her by downloading our Read On Costa Book Awards special episodes, which were broadcast earlier this month. But here she shares the books of her life. Hannah, was there a book that you read as a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become a writer?
I think one of the books I absolutely loved as a child was Goodnight, Mr. Tom. And it's the story of a young boy during the Second World War who's evacuated, who comes from very difficult circumstances, and he's taken care of by a much older man who's had his own tragic life circumstances. And it's about this beautiful, unorthodox bond between two people. It's set against the backdrop of World War II, the Blitz and London. And there must have been an awful lot of historical research that went into that book. But the storytelling of the book is just fantastic. So I would recommend that book to anyone that's got, you know, a young reader at home.
"Sorry, mister," he kept repeating fearfully. "Sorry, Mr. Tom." Tom just grunted in his usual manner. He pulled Willie's clothes from off the line and handed them to him.
"Too hot for socks," he muttered. "Leave 'em off."
"I can't go without me socks," cried Willie in alarm. "Please, Mr. Tom, I can't."
"Why?" Tom snorted.
"Me legs," he whispered.
He didn't want everyone to see the marks of his sins. Tom sighed and threw the socks on the table. They had breakfast by the open window.
Christopher Saul narrating Goodnight, Mr. Tom by Michelle Magorian, which is available from the RNIB Library.
And is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
Andrea Levy's Small Island. I think that book is such an absolute triumph, again in handling research and storytelling. Interestingly, it has the same kind of setting. Well, it's set during the Second War, just after. It's about post-war Caribbean migration, and it has four narrators, two of whom are white and English, two of whom are a newly arrived couple from Jamaica to London. And it's about race and racism and the legacies of empire, but it's also about human connection across those barriers of race and social class. It's so, so moving. And Andrea Levy tragically died a couple of years ago. She's such an amazing writer. I would recommend that book.
The moment I saw him, the papa I carried slipped from my grasp, its orange-pink flesh smashing open against my foot, splattering my leg with the pebble-black seeds. He rode a bicycle, the frame too small to take his long legs, forced his knees to bend like a frog's. Unfamiliar with the machine, he wobbled dangerously, ringing the bell to warn people of his hazardous approach. I ran so I would not lose him, born on a euphoria that flew me through the street while the sticky pulp from the papa seeped into my shoe. And I called, "Michael, wait!" Many heads looked, but not his. Raising himself from the bicycle seat, he stood to pedal faster.
Small Island by Andrea Levy, which is narrated by Eddie Connor, Inika Lee Wright and Joan Walker, and is available from the RNIB Library.
And finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, so much of my reading these days is linked to my work, and I do a lot of teaching of memoir and life writing. So that's what I tend to read the most of these days, is memoir. And recently I read Vivian Gornick's Fierce Attachments. It's a memoir of a mother and daughter. It's from a Jewish family in New York, and it moves back and forwards in time. Again, it's about human connection. They don't get on. And there's many depictions of the kind of tension in their relationship. It's all about men and sex and how women's connections can be divided sort of because of patriarchy, because of marriage. But it moves forward in time when the narrator is a woman, I think, around my age, I'm in my mid-40s, walking the streets of New York with her now elderly mother, and then reflecting on the past and sort of finding a connection despite decades and decades of tension and misunderstanding. It's a brilliantly written memoir where there's a real sense of transformation of the characters in it.
Unfortunately, Fierce Attachments, a memoir by Vivian Gornick, isn't currently available in audio. But here's a clip narrated by Jill Fox.
I lived in that tenement between the ages of 6 and 21. There were 20 apartments, 4 to a floor, and all I remember is a building full of women. I hardly remember the men at all. They were everywhere, of course, husbands, fathers, brothers, but I remember only the women. And I remember them all crude, like Mrs. Drucker, or fierce, like my mother. They never spoke as though they knew who they were, understood the bargain they had struck with life, but they often acted as though they knew. Shrewd, volatile, unlettered, they performed on a Dreiserian scale. There would be years of apparent calm, then suddenly an outbreak of panic and wildness, 2 or 3 lives scarred, perhaps ruined, and the turmoil would subside.
Well, Hannah Lowe, thank you so much for being a guest on the show and for sharing your obvious passion for reading with the listeners. And many congratulations again on winning the 2021 Costa Poetry Award.
Thank you, Red. It was lovely to talk to you.
And you can hear in-depth interviews with all 5 of the authors in contention for this year's Costa Book of the Year Award, and catch up with all the latest book news by subscribing to the Read On podcast. Simply search your favourite provider for Read On, the audiobook show.